Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for the vibe check on PXY Mornings. Welcome to the show. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just
checking in
on those good vibes this Monday morning. 585-252-9800. Breeze, a couple of our friends are here this morning.
Yes, they are. Let's check in with them, shall we? Our friends Nico and Steve, happy Monday from Nico and Steven. I hope you guys have had a wonderful weekend. Vibes are up today. We got everything done this weekend that we had planned on getting done. Hope you guys have a great day. Love you.
Love you too, guys.
Love you so much.
Hope you have a fantastic week ahead. Thanks for tuning in every single morning. You guys are awesome.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I get to listen to you on the Odyssey app here in Orlando, Florida. I always listen to you at home, and I'm going to Universal today, so got to keep you guys in my ear. Have a great day. Nice. Oh, we love traveling with you. We love traveling with you.
How's the weather there?
I'm sure way nicer than it is here.
A little warmer.
For sure. What about you, Vibes? How was your weekend?
It was good. Yesterday I was at the family's house. The parents' house got to celebrate a late birthday with all the niece and nephews.
Whose birthday was it now?
Mine.
Oh. You guys have a birthday every weekend. I love it.
We don't.
Seems like every time you do, though.
But it was nice. It was my mom cooked, and she made a ton of meatballs, 52 of them.
Wow.
But yeah, it was really great. And then Saturday we did the pub crawl with CSC.
Yeah.
I know, I saw you came out for a little bit when we were at Half Pint.
How did that go?
It was a late
night. How was the turnout?
It was great. There was a whole handful of us, met up with a couple of strangers. They joined us. And then we ended up, I think the Bachelor Forum was the last stop.
Oh, God. Yeah. How did that turn out?
It was.
You like it in there?
No, it was great. Yeah. It was the first time.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first time. That place has been there forever.
Yes, it has.
I think it could use a couple of upgrades, but you know,
they literally just upgraded the whole place. Oh, they literally did a whole reno last year. So it's really tough.
Oh, they did.
They did.
Ooh,
they pretty much demolished the entire inside. So yikes. The disrespect on the name of Bachelor Forum is crazy.
Oh, man. I didn't know that.
They did.
Overall, it was a good time. We had fun that day. It was a long day. We started at 2:30, got done around 1. it's a long day.
Yeah, I was there for 30 minutes, so.
It was nice to see you, Breeze.
Yeah, it was great. My girlfriend's like, can we leave? I was like, sure. It was fun, though. It was, you know, I'm glad that we had some bachelors sign up, which is,
yeah,
you know, the ultimate goal.
I mean, for the.
Did you go to Vern's?
Yeah, we had dinner at Vern's, too.
Nice.
So, I mean, speaking of the 15th annual Bachelor Auction, that's coming up next month. Where's the location, Breeze?
Yeah, so it's now going to be back at its roots at Anthology on East Ave, which is amazing.
Yeah.
We did it there for many years. Always a great, it's just a great open venue, so I'm very excited to get back there. And yeah, we'll be there on March 22nd. So come through, grab your tickets. If you want to be a bachelor, there's still like 3 minutes left to sign up. So go do that.
Yeah, you can go to cscrochester.org. Because there are quite a few applicants. We're looking for 25 eligible bachelors right here in the 585. All right. We love that the vibes are up this morning, you guys. Thank you so much. 44 for the high today. What's up with you?
was a fun weekend. I went to the soft opening of Bonnie and Clyde in Fairport. That was fun.
Oh, how is it? I hear it's nice in there.
Yeah, it was good. It's the old Bank of America building, very historical building. And, you know, it's the owners and operators of Cub Room, which we found out shut down this weekend. So I think they're on their new venture in Fairport, and it was very nice, very, very vibey, and you can eat a private dinner in the Money Vault. So
yeah, I saw the pictures on social media. So they own the Cub Room. I think the Cub Room's last day is March 2nd until they shut down.
Yep.
So there's still time to go there. But Bonnie and Clyde, that's the new joint.
Yes, in Fairport. Go check it out.
That's where everyone's making reservations for Valentine's Day. Big story of the day. Another car chase in Greece. Only 2:30 in the afternoon on this past Saturday. Greece police officers tried to stop two stolen Hyundais. You probably won't believe how old these kids were, but then again, chances are you can. They were young, let's just say that. I'll tell you what happened and why it might be getting easier to stop this theft. I'll tell you all about that coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. A little bit of a chaotic scene Saturday afternoon in Greece. Around 2:28 p.m., Greece police officers tried to stop two stolen Hyundais driving in tandem on Dewey Avenue. And both cars drove away going down Surrey Road, where one of the stolen cars lost control, drove off the road. The second stolen Hyundai then hit the first car. A little bit of a mess, but that's because you have teenagers driving these vehicles. After the crash, the three teens in the car ran on foot, but police were able to arrest the suspects, who were all 16 years old, from Rochester. And they were charged with criminal possession of stolen property and unauthorized use of a vehicle. The suspects were released to their guardians, though, with an appearance ticket. So thank God for that. But the police say this is another case that highlights the effective use of license plate reader LPR technology, combined with strong teamwork by officers. We talked about this last year. They were using this at, I believe, Eastview Mall. And they were detecting who was coming back, who was already accused of theft. And as soon as they entered the parking lot, they were able to read their license plate and arrest them for coming onto the property before they were even able to enter the store. Mm. It seems to be working. I mean, it's a great technology, but I mean, the kids being all 16 years old, I think at this point is not really shocking, if you will. I'm glad they were able to catch them.
Right.
You know, right. But at the same time, they're trying to implement this technology in a lot of places within the city and all over Rochester, because the theft is not just happening in the city anymore.
Yeah. Well, that happened in Greece this weekend also. They did a huge drug bust too, so love that. In Greece? Lot of action in Greece this weekend.
Yeah, there's been a lot happening in Greece.
Not the nine grams of fentanyl and the AK-47 and the $177,000 in cash.
Oh, that's a
just
nice.
That's just a Tuesday. Oh, dear. All right, well, we'll get to that later. Well, thanks for the update.
Well, we are going to talk to criminal defense attorney Sarah Wesley coming up at 7:10, who is going to touch on the fact that there are some new laws being put into place when it comes to car theft. And Mayor Evans and people in public safety had a little bit of a interview on, I think, this weekend. They did, they came on TV and talked about that. And I was like, you got to shed some light on this for us. What are the changes that are going to be happening? So we'll talk to her coming up at 7:10. 6:40, Breeze.
6:40. Guys, we got a message from a listener who is, she's kind of confused about the request she got from a bride of a wedding that she's going to be attending come May.
Yeah.
And I've been in this situation. I don't think it's that out of line, but I would love to know what you guys think, because it's going to cost her more than just a gift. Let me tell you that. We'll tell you what that is coming up next.
98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. It's not wedding season just yet, but, you know, people are still getting married.
I'm getting saved the dates left and right, don't you worry.
You did a total of 8 last year.
I have 5 this year.
Oh.
I'm not I'm not in any of them.
Thank God. Yeah.
But yes, I have 5 this year.
And over the weekend, I think it was last night, we get a message from a longtime listener of ours, Gina.
Yeah.
Who reached out to Breezy about the predicament that she's in.
Yeah.
With a wedding that's coming up for her.
Mm-hmm. So I'll read you what she wrote to me on Instagram. And she, I mean, obviously the right person to come to. I've been to 100 weddings in like two days. So she says, "Hey, Breeze, I know you're the queen of weddings and have been to like 15 just this past year alone. My really good friend from college is getting married in May, and I'm really looking forward to it because I haven't seen her in years, and it's going to be nice to see her and celebrate her. Backstory, I've been dating my boyfriend for the past 8 months, and she knows that. I got this text from her yesterday, and I'm a little thrown off by it, and I want to know what you and Moose think about it. She says, 'Hi, I miss you, and I can't wait to see you. I wanted to fill you in on what's been going on over here and to be transparent. We had our venue appointment last night and we had discussed final numbers with our wedding planner and we had 100 people on the list for our overall guest count with the wedding package that we paid for. So with that being said, our final number of RSVPs is getting closer and closer to that. Mm-hmm. And we aren't really allowing people to bring plus ones that we don't really know. Mm-hmm. But if you're okay with it and willing to pay for them, no problem at all. The venue told us it would be $40 per person, any person over the 100 count. So we're reaching out to people who are bringing plus ones that we don't really know to see if they would be okay for paying their significant others so they can still come because we really just can't afford it at this point. We're pinching pennies over here and I just want to make sure that we're on the same page and that that's okay. Let me know."
Okay. So,
and she goes on to say, This is one of the first weddings that I've ever been a part of. I don't really know if this is kosher or not. Should I be offended? I would love to know what you think about this."
Do you think she should be offended?
Honestly, no. Okay, so I will share a story, a personal story, and then go into what I think about it. I've had someone do this to me.
It
was my good friend from college, and I've known her and her now husband for over 10 years. They met when we were in school together. And it was fine when she reached out to me. I'm not going to lie. At first, I was like, huh? Because flights were already booked and things were already planned, right? With my girlfriend. And
which you probably spent a couple of bucks on, sure. And so in my mind, I'm like, well, what's an extra $40? You know what
and
I mean?
And $40 it's in not the a grand of, scheme of things for a wedding plate is not a lot.
Isn't it typically about $100, $120 now for per plate?
Yeah.
So if you're asking for an additional $40 to bring a guest, would you guys do it? I mean, if you wanted to bring a guest?
So I ended up Venmoing her, and it was no problem at all. And honestly, it was one of the best weddings that it was one of the most fun weddings I've ever been to. Wait, so well, I wasn't...
Because you weren't in it.
No, I wasn't concerned at all. But I have never heard of this before. And then I start to think about my own wedding someday. And I think to myself, I don't want to invite anyone significant other that I don't know or like. So it's getting to the point where like I've even thought about like sending a coupled invitation of just like two friends that I know would come together.
Yeah, listen.
Is that tacky?
I don't think so. At the end of the day, it's ultimately your decision. It's your wedding. You know how much money you have to swing and what you've budgeted for.
Right.
Right. So if you know, it's been the last wedding I went to was my cousin's.
Yeah.
I think it was in 2022, 2021. It's been a couple of years because everybody I know has gotten married. And I think they're all waiting on me. I'm the last one. And so the invite that I got from my cousin wasn't for a plus one, but I was with my girlfriend at the time.
Right.
And
right.
The rule was if you haven't been with this individual for more than close to a year, then you're not allowed a plus one.
Interesting.
But I made the argument that they already are coming to Rochester from LA. They planned the trip.
Yeah.
Because I was here for my film festival.
Right, right.
And
right,
so I made a whole trip out of it. The film festival, the wedding, etc. So I made the argument with them, like, hey, if it's going to cost an extra couple bucks, I'm happy to pitch in, you know, and do that. And they agreed.
Yeah.
They weren't aware of my plans. But I was like, you know, the plus one, I was like, I just assumed I was going to have plus one. That wasn't the case.
Yeah.
And I had already invited them before I actually got the real
invite.
She already
bought a dress.
Kinda. And it was, you know what? It was totally my fault for jumping the gun and assuming.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. But I did. And, it, you know, at the end of the day, it all worked out.
Did she go?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. It was great. It all worked out.
Okay.
But I'm thinking to myself now, like, I get it. If you can't give everybody coming to the wedding a plus one.
Yeah.
You can't afford it.
No.
Especially you're inviting people that you don't ultimately know.
And I don't want those vibes at my wedding. So I don't even know. Honestly, I don't even know if I would give them the option to pay for them. I would just say it's a no. It's a no for me.
Yeah.
The thing about the situation with my friend was flights had been booked. She knew. She'd been known that I was bringing my girlfriend. You know what I mean?
Right,
so,
right,
I
right.
mean... This we talked about it openly. It's not like I assumed and I was like, yeah, she's coming, right? She openly said, like, I can't wait to meet her. And ultimately it was fine. And $40 is $40. Like, I don't really care. But in the situation of this, it does get tricky with college friends because you don't see them that often. Most of the time you don't live anywhere close to them. And the only time you really can see them and catch up with them is at a wedding where you're not doing much catching up. Like, it's their day. They're doing them. You know what I mean? So
what's the advice to Gina here?
I think, honestly, I think you pay the $40.
I do too.
And just be done with it. Don't make a stink about it. Don't make a fuss about it. It's nothing on you. You know what I mean? It's hard on these streets.
Well, I can
it's
imagine.
It's about to get a lot harder.
Yeah, it is.
When it comes to money. So take the $40 as a steal.
And you know, I can.
And have a good night with your boyfriend.
Whoever you're bringing.
Yeah.
I would imagine it's extremely uncomfortable for the bride or the groom.
So
to have
uncomfortable.
To send those text messages or emails out to people and say, hey, we'd love for you to come, but as far as a plus one. They're gonna have to pay their way, so it's gonna be an extra $40-$50 if they want to come.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would understand. It's odd and uncomfortable to receive that message because you don't want to take it personally. You know what I mean?
Any chitter chatter about money is awkward, which we know.
Yeah, it is.
Especially when it comes to asking people to pay.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and there's gonna be a lot of people bringing other. Women out on dates, vice versa, and they're going to be asking, hey, do you mind splitting the bill? You know, it's going to get really uncomfortable.
Might be your last Valentine's Day together. Who's to say?
Yeah. So, Gina, don't take it personally.
No.
Pay the $40. Where's my gavel here?
Let's see the receipts. Venmo her right now.
98 PXY.